This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support.
So listen, folks, it's really important that you check out the daily news updates that I'm posting each day. They usually come out in the afternoon. It's often about 15 minutes of a discussion of the breaking news of that day. And you can find these on Brighteon.com under my Health Ranger channel, which is HR Report. Now, Brighteon.com has been under adaptive DDoS attack for the last couple of days. So it has been down for a significant number of hours. But as I'm recording this, YouTube is also down worldwide. There's a lot of stuff breaking. We're having infrastructure problems in addition to the DDoS attacks that are bringing down our servers. We don't know if this is, I don't know, the CIA or something just trying to bring down alternative media. Maybe so. Not sure yet. But the truth is, there's a lot happening right now. We are in a war in America. There are major, major rumblings of what's happening in Washington, D.C. Trump is going to achieve a victory in this rigged fake election, and he's going to clean house. There's a lot of deep state swamp creatures that are going to prison, such as John Brennan, and a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, like Gina Haspel at the CIA and so on. So there are many, many things in flux right now. And I want you to be, you know, aware that not everything's going to work. there's even rumors of what, like 10 days of darkness or something, where they're going to shut down the entire internet for 10 days. Maybe that's just a rumor. Maybe it's real. I don't know. But if it happens, you'll know what's going on. Like if you can't get anywhere online, and maybe your phone still works and that's about it, then yeah, something major is taking place, obviously. So I want you to be aware that America is being maneuvered into a civil war uprising position. And if you've heard some of my daily news brief podcasts over the last few days, you've heard me say that, but I want to give you additional discussion here tonight. What's critical to really follow here is the psychological warfare, or what's called a PSYOP, a psychological operation that's taking place. The media is conditioning mainstream America to believe that Joe Biden is the winner and that Joe Biden has defeated a Nazi racist, which is obviously what they've painted Trump as for the last 4 years. And so they've got people celebrating in the streets and cheering, and Hollywood is happy, and you know, Joe Biden's pretending to be president-elect, even though no states have certified their results yet. In fact, if you look at the states that have been finalized, Trump is actually in the lead. Trump has more electoral votes so far than Joe Biden, but the media won't tell you that. And by the way, Pennsylvania is going to flip to Trump. Georgia is going to be Trump's. North Carolina was already called for Trump. Michigan is going to flip to Trump. Not sure about Arizona or Nevada. But just what I mentioned already, that's a Trump victory. It's going to take court action. I've discussed this in other podcasts. The courts may also decide that the election is just flat out invalid, and they may kick it back to Congress to decide. So whatever resolution happens here, rest assured, this is maneuvering America into a civil war scenario. That's the goal. And that's exactly what's happening. And it's something that America must go through. And the reason I mention this is because I really want you to be aware of reality here. I want you to, you know, most Americans are going to be totally surprised. They're going to be shocked. There's going to be psychological trauma. You know, when the day comes that they say President Trump is the winner, when that day comes, and it could come in 2 weeks, it could come in 3 weeks, it could come before Christmas or after the new year, I don't know. Whenever it comes, you need to be out of the big cities, obviously. They are going to burn left-wing cities to the ground. They are going to commit, when I say they, I mean the left-wing radicals, they're going to commit mass murder. They're going to rip people out of their cars and beat them to death. We've already seen one video of that happening. And then they threw a Molotov cocktail into the car with another passenger in the car. They're going to like smash windows and throw firebombs into cars. The left is going to come out with RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades. They're going to come out with automatic weapons, AK-47s supplied by the Chinese army. They're going to come out with 60 millimeter mortars. You've heard me talk about this before. They're going to have teams running around the cities, just carrying out total mayhem, firing mortars at police stations and hospitals, fire stations, government buildings, you know, National Guard, whatever, pretty much whatever they can get away with. They got to fire and maneuver. They're going to have like vans with 60 millimeter mortar teams. They'll shoot off like a series of 10 mortars and then move and then go somewhere else and fire 10 from there and move again. Fire and maneuver. So there are going to be explosions, obviously, in, you know, in the cities, in the buildings, in the police stations, in the government buildings all across America. It's going to be a freaking war zone. And I want you to be ready for this. The military obviously will be deployed very quickly. Yeah, there's going to be troops on the streets and they're going to have new orders. Oh, guess what those orders are? Defend yourself, you know, fire if fired upon. This is all being set up so that CNN can get footage of the U.S. military gunning down, quote, innocent, peaceful protesters who are actually left-wing terrorists. And then this will be used by the media to push for an international intervention into the United States. See, that's the whole setup. For years, I've been warning that this is about a UN invasion of America or a communist Chinese invasion. The UN is going to be called upon by Democrats and Barack Obama. They're going to say, oh, Trump is a dictator now. He stole the election, and now he's gunning down peaceful protesters in the streets. Trust me, this is what's coming. You know, until the day comes that Trump just seizes CNN, just takes over the fake criminal journo-terrorist organizations, which do need to be shut down. Until they're shut down, they're going to pump out the communist propaganda. Oh, Trump's a dictator. He stole the election. He's killing people in the streets. Save us, United Nations. Save us, troops from around the world, you know? That's going to be the news that you're hearing. As this is taking place, American patriots, former special forces teams and so on, police SWAT teams, they're going to be literally hunting down and killing Antifa leaders and Black Lives Matter terrorists, okay? Just flat out, just telling you now that's going to happen. They know who they are. They know where they live. They're just going to hunt them down and put bullets in their heads. Meanwhile, the left-wing terrorists are going to be going door-to-door killing Trump supporters. Mass executions. They've already got the list. They know who donated to Trump. They've got the addresses and the names. They're just going to go door-to-door putting bullets in people's heads. If they come to your door, you need to be able to obviously shoot them first, right? And this is why, I mean, I've seen this coming. I've known this is going to happen. I've warned about it for many months, and I started putting together the prepwithmike.com website so you could have some, you know, additional information if you need it about proper firearms and red dot sights and ammunition, using the right kind of ammo. This is where you need your hollow points loaded up, like, or hunting ammo. This is where you need a good trigger, rapid fire system. You know, make sure your red dot sight is working. Wouldn't hurt to have some night vision. Just turn off all your lights. They break in your front door. It's dark. Maybe they're wielding flashlights or whatever, but just shoot for the lights. You know, they're coming for you. So this is why everybody's buying pistols and rifles and ammunition all over America. In other words, to really summarize here, a big picture, America is going to be plunged into a total combat zone in the cities. It's not going to be obviously on every farm or every rural area. It's not going to be in small towns in Texas and Alabama and, you know, Mississippi, whatever. I'm talking about areas where the liberals are and areas close to them, suburbs that they can reach. The liberals will go insane. And they've been brainwashed into thinking that they are fighting to stop fascism, even though they are the fascists. You know, it's crazy. They think that by censoring you, they're stopping censorship or something. I mean, it's a cult. It's a crazy cult of lunatics with a death wish, by the way. So, you know, when they come to your door, give them their wish, you know, send them off with what they want, because they want total destruction for America and for themselves. This is where the Second Amendment gets activated. This is where veterans all across America lock and load. This is where the military is on the streets in some cities. National Guard is deployed. Our commander-in-chief is in charge. Deep state traitors are fleeing the country on private airplane flights to non-extradition treaty countries like Argentina. This is where it all goes down. and it's going to happen in the next 70 days. You are in for a ride. So be ready like never before. And I don't know how many rifles you have, but you might want to think about the fact that you can overheat a barrel by running multiple magazines through one rifle over and over again. You might want to have a backup rifle so your first rifle can cool down. No, for real. You can't just melt down one rifle. Eventually, it'll stop functioning, depending on what's going on. I mean, I don't know, sending a crazy mob down your neighborhood road to try to kill you and a bunch of your Trump-supporting neighbors. You might have to engage with hundreds, maybe 1,000 rounds. I don't know. So how many magazines do you have loaded? When was the last time you practiced reloads or clearing a jam or a double feed? You know, what are you going to do for hearing protection? You don't want to blow your ears out in all this. What are you going to do for eye protection? Got some goggles, some military goggles? These are things to think about. Because it's going to get ugly. It's going to get dirty. It's going to get totally nuts. So continue to watch my videos at prepwithmike.com. I'm Mike Adams here. God bless America. Protect our president. Protect our republic. Do your part. You do have the right to self-defense. This is America. We fight for America now or we lose it forever. Thank you for listening.